in Washington. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has reaffirmed the Trump administration is indeed looking into sending immigrants from the southern border to sanctuary cities spread across the United States. She appeared on ABC's This Week.
We have a massive number of people that are already here. We need to take away some of that burden on all of the communities that are along the border, like San Diego and El Paso, and look at other options. Again, not our first choice. Ideally, Congress would fix the problem.
President Trump has come under sharp criticism for the sanctuary cities idea, including the charge he intends to use immigrants as political pawns in his battle with Democrats. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has used a series of overnight tweets to deny that he asked a Border Control official to close the U.S. frontier with Mexico and that he offered to pardon the official if he faced legal problems. On Friday, the New York Times and CNN reported the president had asked Kevin McAleenan, then the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, to shut down the border to stop immigrants from coming into the United States. McAleenan has since been named the acting Secretary of Homeland Security. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, on a four-nation tour of South America, is talking up regional cooperation. In Paraguay, he cited the situation in Venezuela.
Look no further than the current crisis in Venezuela to see our teamwork in action. Together, we're working to restore stability and democracy from the chaos caused by Maduro.
Pompeo also carried the message that Nicolas Maduro must go.
As a member of the Lima Group, Paraguay stands among the leaders in our hemisphere in defense of democracy and calling out Maduro for what he truly is, a power-hungry tyrant who has brought ruin to his country and to his people.
Next stop for Pompeo, Cucuta, Colombia, just across the border with Venezuela, where he was to meet with Venezuelans who have taken refuge there. This is VOA News. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, says the IMF will not help Venezuela deal with its economic crisis until a large majority of fund members decides whom to recognize as the country's leader.
And as soon as that happens and we can actually identify the authorities, then we stand ready to move in and help and, sort of harness all our resources if we are asked to help together with others.
Venezuela has been struggling with a deep economic crisis marked by widespread shortages of such basics as food and medicine. An estimated 3.7 million Venezuelans have fled the country to escape the worsening conditions of everyday life. UN aid agencies are appealing for the release of thousands of refugees and migrants held in Libyan detention centers near combat zones where their lives are in peril. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office is calling for guarantees of protection of extremely vulnerable civilians, including refugees and migrants, many of whom are being held in horrific conditions. Human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani tells VOA the inmates are under significant peril, as many may be caught in the crossfire.
Especially when armed groups involved in the conflict exercise influence or control over the detention facilities, these ad hoc detention facilities for migrants. Based on previous experience in Libya, we're also concerned that migrants may be used as human shields or forcefully recruited to fight.
That report was filed for VOA by Lisa Schlein in Geneva. Sudan has its third leader in less than a week. This in the wake of the military overthrow of Omar al-Bashir. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has a report.
Yet another army commander promising victorious and jubilant protesters that there will be a civilian government to follow three decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Still, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdel Rahman says the transition could take up to 2 years. And the crowds on Khartoum streets are impatient for change and an end to rule by men in fatigues. Al-Bashir was arrested on Thursday after 4 months of protests over rising food prices, high unemployment, and growing repression.
That was Lucy Fielder of Reuters. President Trump's daughter and White House advisor Ivanka Trump has arrived in Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia, for a summit on African women's economic inclusion and empowerment. In addition to attending the summit, Ms. Trump is scheduled to meet with female workers in the coffee industry and tour a female-run textile facility. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.
From Washington.